Now, John, I understand that in addition to your many talents, you are rather proficient when it comes to identifying classic TV tunes.
Jim, it's not the kind of thing I'd like to boast about, especially someone like you, because I'm sure that you're just about to knock me to the ground and pound me with obscure titles. But yes, I've been known to identify a TV tune or two.
Well, in preparation for this program, we've enlisted the aid of the esteemed Professor Alfred Zeitgeist, who will ride shotgun in a virtual fashion on the TV time machine as he endeavors to defeat you with the following TV tune challenge.
I'm Professor Zeitgeist with another Name That TV Tune Challenge for John Rennie, Editor-in-Chief of Scientific American Magazine. Attempting to decipher the answers to complex mathematical equations of quarks, quasars, and constellations is one thing, but coming up with the correct answer for this TV tune is quite another.
John Rennie, can you identify the previous classic TV ditty?
Oh, Professor Zeitgeist, I hope you can do better than that. That is, of course, Irwin Allen's Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea with Richard Basehart. Oh, fantastic, with the flying sub.
And David Hedison.
And that's right. What kid in America did not stand in a pool with a little model of the sea view and shake it, pretending to be that week's giant gill man or clump of seaweed or whatever it was that was constantly grabbing the sub and shaking it up and down?
Exactly. Was the show scientifically accurate when depicting seaweed creatures?
You know, I think the amazing thing about Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea is that beyond the fact of being able to demonstrate that, yes, you actually had submarines, there was nothing in that entire program that ever managed to be scientifically accurate. I mean, I would say that in terms of scientific accuracy, it even makes Lost in Space look sad.